To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with your host, David Pollack.
Dermatologists understand skin pH. They understand skin health. But as a chemist, most chemists just understand chemicals and how to put together skin creams. The two of them don't, there really should be a merging of the two. And so today we're going to talk about a little bit about some of the skin pH, what's in our skincare products. Joining with me today is Lisa Davis. Lisa, how you doing?
I'm doing great, David. How are you?
I thought I lost you there for a minute. I got nervous.
Oh, here I am. You know, David, I'm really curious. Why is it that the chemist and the dermatologists aren't working closer together? That's what I'm confused about, and I bet you out there are wondering about that too.
Okay, as a chemist, I wonder the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, chemists focus on one thing, and that's to make a cream, or, well, there's different type of chemists, but focusing on a cosmetic chemist, they're there to make the product that's asked of them, a new cleanser, a new moisturizer, a new serum, a new shampoo. Never is a dermatologist involved in the formulating side. Several of them may come up with a new ingredient to use and say to a chemist, geez, I want to have something with X percent of this peptide or this vitamin in it, and the chemist goes and stabilizes it. But what I discovered throughout my career, I've done this for 20-some-odd years, I started discovering the two don't sit and talk. And so I had several dermatologists I had done work for, some are dermatological famous brands, and I'd sit with them and say, okay, my job is to deliver it to the lower layers. Tell me how the skin works and what the skin is doing to stop it from being delivered and how I can do it. Is it a smaller particle size? Is it mimicking the skin's lipid structure? What can I do to encapsulate this and get it to the lower layers where it's desperately needed? And that's where I started focusing on delivery systems and got to learn quite a bit. But then it opened up a whole new world for me. I started finding out more and more. A lot of these cosmetic chemists didn't really get the opportunities I had or didn't care to pursue them. I don't know. But they're more focused about making a product. So they put in a lot of fillers and a lot of binding agents that can raise the pH. And so, you know, sometimes you got to ask, what can I do? I'm going to tell you first, start learning. Well, read the label. And you don't have to be a chemist to understand them. but you and I have talked in the past about some of the ingredients to avoid. Parabens are one. We talked about some preservatives. You see parabens are a negative. You see a lot of other things we call emulsifiers or binding agents. And so there's a lot of things in there, lauryl sulfates, and anything that ends in an ETH was ethoxylated. These are all harmful chemicals that our cosmetic industry uses. Several of them are not just toxic, but they are actually known carcinogens. And if you go to the FDA website, it lists them. And yet they're still allowed.
That is so scary. Yeah, it's all about money, right?
It's about money. It is. And there are cosmetic companies that say, you know what, we're not going to change it because it is more costly to remove some of these ingredients. And when I say costly, it doesn't have to be significant. It could be minor. But when you do such big volumes, a lot of them, it is the bottom line. And so I think that's what's driven me in the industry to create more natural delivery systems, natural products, things that work synergistically. Well, you as a health expert, we talk about things inside and outside, and kind of that's what I wanted to kind of bridge together, and that's what we try and do here with Beauty Inside Out.
Yeah, I love that. And it's funny because I was about to bring up the natural products and say that's why I end up paying. Well, sometimes I pay more, sometimes I pay less, but I definitely will get the natural products and make sure they don't have the parabens and the sulfates and all the other issues.
Yeah.
And yes. Or the other thing is do it yourself. And I know you've got some great do it yourself recipes. And what's so fun is a lot of the stuff's right in your kitchen.
It is. And I'm just going to give you one quick warning before we jump to it. Natural products don't necessarily mean they're safe. There is no government regulation to what is natural. So I can call anything I produce natural. Read the labels. That's all I can tell you.
No, you're right.
Read the labels.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think you're right. No, I mean, I should say when I do get my natural products, I do read to make sure there's none of the yucky stuff in it that we've been talking about. But you're right. If something just says natural, you don't want to just grab it without looking at it. Well, and that goes for food, too. You got to read these labels.
Exactly. But let's talk about now some of the foods and how we can use them in cosmetics. This is fun for me. Here you go.
First of all,
I tell you, don't use a soap-based cleanser. Don't use soap. So you want to clean your face, but you don't want to use soap. So how do you do it? There are soap-free cleansers, but let's talk about waterproof makeup for a minute. You ever wear waterproof makeup?
I like waterproof mascara.
Okay.
Because
it's
otherwise,
waterproof.
Yes.
No, keep going. Otherwise what?
Oh, I was going to say otherwise. It just seems like it just drips down my face. I don't know. I think I have oil. I'm oily under my eyes or something. I just end up looking like a raccoon like an hour later. So I'm like, forget about that. I got to get the waterproof. And then I use oil just to take it off at night.
Well, you just hit on it, because a lot of people don't realize waterproof makeup is waterproof, not oil proof. So I wouldn't use just any oil. I would go get a cotton ball and olive oil, saturate the cotton ball.
That's what I do.
Oh, brilliant. Well, see, you're right on track. We think alike. Great minds. So you use that cotton ball, and as you massage it over the area, wherever the waterproof makeup is, it will mix with it, dissolve it, and then wash away. It'll leave a residue of the olive oil that has all kinds of great benefits, as you know, from olive oil and all kinds of nutrients for the skin. But more importantly, it just got rid of the makeup without using a harsh soap. That's the beauty of it.
Now, you can do that all over your face. Now, what if you have super oily skin? That's where I always wonder, like oil on the oily skin, or sometimes I've heard that it because it's olive oil, it affects it differently. Tell me if I'm on the right track.
It does. There are different types of oils. Some are closer to mimicking what the skin sebum, and so there are types using more of a squalane or a squalane. Olive oil, you're in the same family of the sebum, so that can actually work with the skin. Your skin's producing sebum really to counteract something, so I wouldn't hesitate going ahead and using the cotton ball all over. And then at the end, you actually could do different things. Maybe in this case, I would suggest if you have oily skin, maybe a witch hazel as your toner to get rid of any residue at the end. I'm not a big fan of toners because most of it, if the cleanser was properly formulated, you should be pH balanced already and shouldn't need it. And speaking of pH, let me just share with you.
That's so interesting. Go ahead.
Well, here's a fun pH restoring scrub. I'm going to tell you, you want to get rid of dead skin cells. You don't want to clog the pores. So here's a scrub you can make. It's going to use a little bit, I'm going to say about a half cup, but a little bit of oatmeal. You ground up some almonds, which we talked about earlier, which were alkaline. So you put them into the mix, a little bit of honey, and just a little bit of cider vinegar. Mix it up in a bowl, splash water over your face, and then massage it over. The oatmeal and the almonds are going to help get rid of the dead skin cells. I'm telling you, exfoliating 2 or 3 times a week is one of the greatest things you can do for more youthful skin. That is phenomenal. The honey and the vinegar. The honey and the vinegar are going to help reset the pH. So now you've reset the pH of your skin. So you and I just talked about using an olive oil to remove makeup. Maybe you followed with a witch hazel or not. But a couple times a week, use this simple thing. These are ingredients you've got in your pantry right now.
It's so true. What about avocados? I heard they make a good, a nice mask, sort of a facial relaxing smoothing mask. Although I end up eating the whole thing before I can even get it on my face. I love avocados. How about if I eat half and then put the other half on my face?
That's why I started laughing. I said, I got a feeling it's in your smoothie, isn't it?
Yeah, it is in my smoothie. It is.
No, they're great. And so I actually have written a book, 101 Recipes for Beauty, and later people can go to radiomd.com, and we're constantly posting them up there. So we talk about them on the show, but you can go there and check them out. And so there are several in there with avocado, because avocados are phenomenal for the skin with the antioxidants, you know, the different nutrients. I mean, you can use every piece of it. And so matter of fact, what I'll do for one of the upcoming shows, I'll pull a recipe just with avocado for you. Not for smoothie, but for topical.
Oh, that's nice.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. You were going to bring something up.
You mentioned the toner earlier, and I've been told by so many people, maybe they're just trying to sell products where they're like, you have to have toner. So it's good to hear that, not necessarily.
Exactly. If you have oily skin, I would suggest a toner like a witch hazel base to help get rid of the excess oil or any residue left on the skin. But if you have normal skin or even dry skin, I do not agree in using a toner. Toners are just that. They always say it removes the excess residue. Look at the cotton ball and see what it's removed. If you had a great cleanser, there wouldn't be a residue.
I like that.
Toners,
such
to me,
great information.
Waste of money on the toners, I'm going to tell you. The greatest thing you can do for great skin, exfoliate. Cleanse your skin, exfoliate your skin, moisturize your skin. A lot of these you can make yourself, make them natural, right in your own kitchen. So I appreciate you joining me today. We're going to post some of these recipes at radiomd.com, and you and I are going to have to do an avocado one next time.
Definitely.